Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Talking about butts and pushing them, like we do on most days.
Mm-hmm.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Ultimately, would the loss of the tush push be a big deal for the Eagles offense? Yes or no? What do you, I say yes, you say no. What do you think the results of the poll are?
Yes. And I'll go with 65%.
So it's no, 70.4.
Wow.
And let me explain what this is.
I am shocked.
This is Super Bowl muscles. Everyone's got Super Bowl muscles.
That's what I'm talking about.
Everybody's like, we could do anything. We could play with two broken legs and win the Super Bowl. We won the Super Bowl with the tush push. We've had all these wins that everybody talks about under Sirianni and Jalen Hurts and blah, blah, blah. Oh, tush push. Tush push there the whole time. It is this unstoppable play, or mostly unstoppable play, that the league is lying to take away from us with no actual data about injuries. No one else can do it. And we think it's just everything's just going to be totally fine.
I admit, I'm shocked.
Oh,
I'm pleasantly shocked.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's like, oh. Yeah.
I'm pleasantly shocked.
We
everybody
don't need
is saying, no, I'm
because
bad.
Because everyone realizes that a regular quarterback sneak will mostly do the trick
yes.
every time.
Not nearly as effective.
Quarterback, man, our quarterback squats 600 pounds.
Did you forget that?
Well, then what do we need somebody pushing them for?
Because it makes it that much better.
That's the point.
But a little
it's better.
Bit. But it's not gonna. They're not gonna fall off a cliff because they can't run a freaking quarterback sneak.
Jack,
it's the same play.
You
it's the same play.
You gotta learn about excellence.
I don't know anything about excellence.
Excellence is about being great on the margins. It's about every little tiny advantage you can get. Everything you can have. I don't know the 10th best quarterback in the NFL and win the Super Bowl when you have those advantages.
Oh, the 10th best.
You could.
That's shot number two you done threw all
that. You could. You could. You could just have a guy that's maybe the 12th best quarterback in the NFL with really strong legs and then winning the Super Bowl. 2-1.
No, and I'm going to ask you this, though.
Yeah.
With the team.
Yeah.
Because they clearly love doing it. And they
yes.
feel like it gives them somewhat of an advantage. Not
yes.
not an illegal advantage.
No.
But they have the advantage because they do it more than anybody else. They do it correctly.
The offensive linemen seem like they get a sense of pride that no one can stop it.
That's
well,
the
they
one,
seem tired. They
that's
seem
the
tired
one part
by
I'm not so sure.
Well, Lane does, but Lane's not the one doing it.
Well, Mailata was annoyed by it by the end.
They're not going to say it publicly because they're on the team. I don't know how much the linemen enjoy this.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the hardest on them.
Yeah.
It is on them, especially.
I know who does enjoy it. That's Jalen.
Jalen. Well, when he's negotiating that contract, he's like, well, total touchdowns. That's a real stat.
That's
what are
right.
you talking about? All right.
Yeah, Jalen enjoys it.
Well, we'll get to something that's happening in baseball as well. That is the
you know who
the
doesn't
also.
Enjoy it? Well, he's okay. He's making $20 million a year now.
Who?
Saquon.
Saquon, right.
That's why they had to give him the bump.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
What his number would have been, it was he allowed to score touchdowns.
Yeah, you know the agent brought that in.
Yeah.
You know the agent brought that in.
Oh, they definitely have stats for it.
Well, I'm sure.
He went down at the 1 11 times last year.
Yep.
Yeah, he scored 10 touchdowns. That's ridiculous.
Now he doesn't have to care about it. Yeah, now he got paid. Yep. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Happy Matt LaFleur Day, also known as April Fool's Day, man.
Oh, yeah, it is April Fool's Day. Yeah, it's one of the reasons why I'm trying to stay off Twitter today.
Oh, everybody's jokes. Well, everybody's big jokes.
Tiger got me this morning.
You fell for that?
I got it sent to me.
You think he healed from an Achilles in 2 weeks?
Hold on. T.O. played the Super Bowl. In a hyperbaric chamber. People forget that.
He didn't tear his Achilles. It's That's golf. Like a year-long injury.
It's golf, not football. I thought maybe there was a chance. And I was cooking breakfast for everyone, so I was a little distracted.
Oh, wow.
Dad of the year right there.
Yeah.
Guys, I mean, this is total BS. And I want to point out something here. I don't know if you're following this narrative, but they're trying to spin this as it's about player safety, and that's why they want to do away with it. But this is the same group that's so concerned with player safety, they just voted to move the touchback to the 35 so that more players return. There's more kickoff returns,
right,
which is one of the most dangerous plays in the NFL. Yeah. But yet this is about player safety, which there's no data.
Oh, and they're going to add another game, Chris, right, in the next few years.
Yeah, they've been to 17 and now 18.
Yeah, it'll be 18 in a minute. Yeah.
Very concerned about player safety.
It's all about player safety. Yeah. You know, that's what they care about. It's not about viewership or, you know, the entertainment aspect of it. And Spike, you mentioned this weeks ago. That's what it's all about. Like, the fact that this is a give-me play, it's like an extra point. That's why they moved the extra point back. So, the same thing. But, guys, does this affect us? I got to remind you, we got the Quad Brothers this year in the backfield. We got Zay Quad. And then, Mike just mentioned, we got AJ Quad back there, too. And then, listen, we got the wrinkle, man. We could always put, and nobody's ever mentioned this before, but we could put Mylod in the backfield. You know, he played rugby, right?
Yeah, no, we didn't know that.
Nobody knew that, right? So, I don't know.
We're gonna take our left tackle and put him back there. And
yeah, you can take your Pro Bowl left tackle that you paid $30 million a year to be a left tackle and have him be the running back.
I would pay for somebody to ask Uncle Ray Didinger that same question, because him melting down on Saturdays would always, I love that in the beginning of this. Guys, let's get to some important questions. I do have a very, very important question. Do we have an update on the WIP games, the Fritz versus the Bidaysman?
No, we don't have it. I don't think so, Jack. No. Have we heard when it's going to happen?
I guess the idea is Memorial Day.
Oh, really?
Oh, Memorial Day-ish.
Memorial Day weekend when we're all doing that broadcast or whatever. Well,
so
Friday.
Well, because the camera say needs 2 months to ramp up, so it's April now.
So we're going to do it at the Chickies?
Again.
Okay.
We'll see. Again, he has to make it through without getting hurt.
Yes.
Because I don't know if you've heard, he's doing 20 push-ups and 20 sit-ups and walking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
Oh, so he's coming after my corner.
the push-up corner.
Walking and push-ups. Okay. We don't have a date yet, Chris. I'm telling you, I'm making you this promise, and I'll make a promise to everybody else who's listening.
Yeah.
This show, Ike and I will not allow this to not happen. This is going to happen. There will be a date. The morning show will be shut up. You know what? Here's one of the terms. They should make it no names except for Fritz. So if Fritz wins, it should be the WIP morning show who lost to Jack Fritz. That's what it should be. Like, I want real terms here if DeCamera's going to do this. Because DeCamera doesn't think he could win. Here's the other thing. He doesn't really think he could win. There's no way.
It's not his thing. He knows he can't win.
He knows he can't win.
Again, but this is setting up like a Rocky thing. You can't win. That's what he wants.
He's trying to ride. He's like, oh, no, afternoon show's big dog in town. I got to ride the afternoon show, get my name on the afternoon show.
Oh, like Seabiscuit.
Becoming such a big deal.
Oh.
I'm going to ride the afternoon show like Seabiscuit. Yeah. I'm not letting him ride the afternoon show. If he loses, we get something material on this show. That's all I'm saying. Material when Jack kicks his ass.
Listen, Spike.
Yeah.
Hey, bad press is still good press, and that's what he's doing. He's latching on.
Yeah. Well, I'm not letting that little worm get through this without losing something.
But you guys don't understand how small it is.
Yeah. Well, maybe we all get to see how small it is
on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Hey, real quick, I do have to take a shot at you. Can you please tie your shoes? What do you throw up already? What do you the picture in your
no? Little, do you know why I couldn't tie my shoes yesterday?
Because
my friggin' back. I can't. I could barely get.
It's called a big dose of D.
Stop, Jack. I pull my back on Saturday lifting something I shouldn't have lifted, and I can't bend over far enough to tie my shoes.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Jack.
You can't even put your shoes on?
I'm telling you. Like,
a little fraudulent.
It's not. Look, Chris.
I totally agree.
I know you're the toughest guy in the world. It's not fraudulent.
He went to Penn State.
All right. Give us your no, enough out of you. Give us your favorite.
Who else went there? Saquon Barkley.
I know. I know. Give us your favorite.
Nah, Dotson too.
Give us your yes. Give us your favorite and Matt McGloin. Give us your favorite daytime talk show all time.
Listen, I played football against Matt's brother in high school. Oh, so don't tell
oh man! Hey, congratulations. Get the varsity jacket
quick
out.
Question for you: do game shows count?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, then we got to go Price is Right, man.
Price is Right.
Classic.
It's a good answer. It's a good answer. Thank you for the call, Chris.
Love the Price is Right.
Oh, it's incredible.
That is a CBS show.
Was it?
Yep.
I didn't remember. Jack,
see,
were you?
My Price is Right was Drew Carey.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, it is a shame.
Bob Barker was the guy. Did Drew Carey use a long microphone?
Yeah.
Long, thin microphone?
Yeah. Plinko?
Yes. This is the best game.
The little yodeler going up the, up the mountain.
Yep.
Right? I thought I had another one that I liked.
I would love to bring a Plinko.
Plinko was the one you dropped down and the thing. Yeah, just that's the money you got. Right?
I want an afternoon show Plinko that we can bring to events and stuff.
Yeah,
where
like
people
Plinko?
Can play Plinko.
Plinko guy, man.
Plinko's the best game.
Yeah.
It's the best game. All right, 215-592-9494. In a second, we're going to talk about, you know, the league is accusing us of cheating in football, and there's actual cheating going on in baseball that we have to discuss. So tomorrow morning, I'm actually getting my free in-home consultation with Guida.
There you go.
Finally bought there this house, go. And it needs all new windows, and I could go to nobody else but going Guida. I know when I move in there, I'm immediately going to raise the price of my home with new windows and doors. I'm immediately going to make it more energy efficient with new windows and doors. I'm immediately going to make it more comfortable with new windows and doors, and Guida is going to make it better with interest-free financing to suit my needs like they could do for you. Zero down, 0% interest up to 36 months, as many as 72 months, that is 6 years of no interest and low payments. That will make your life better. And not only that, Guida is going to give you a discount on everything, giving you 20% off every window, 20% off every door, which I'm going to take advantage of. Restrictions apply. No, there is a minimum purchase. Financing is subject to credit approval. I have good credit, so I'm okay with that. This offer for a limited time. Call 877.
Nice brag.
Well, I do. I have good credit. 877-GO-GUIDA. They'll give you all the details. It took me a while to build up the good. I used to have bad credit. I couldn't even get a credit card.
Wow.
I'll tell that story sometime.
How tough was that?
Well, no.
Man, when in high school? Middle school?
No.
Your credit score wasn't high enough?
I was 31. Couldn't get a credit card.
Did daddy pay off the credit card company?
Okay, enough out of you. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com. So the torpedo bat thing, still a thing.
Yep.
Alec Bohm used it yesterday.
Didn't work.
Per Devin Caney. Devin Caney said, when asked if he thought it worked, Bohm replied, "Did I hit a home run?" The answer is no. He might not be the best case, though, for it.
He's going to be the one that still hits 15.
Yeah. I think they got to get rid of the torpedo bats for everyone. I know Giglio was saying they can't just do it in the middle of the season. They have to do it in the middle of the season.
Yeah, why can't they
institute spider attack in the middle of the season.
Yeah, right. Why can't they?
That was Girardi first game tried on Scherzer, and Scherzer wanted to kill him.
They have to look at this and say this is a...
But it's...
It's going to change the entire constitution of the game.
Huh?
You are so dramatic. It might not.
The Yankees had 15 home runs in five games.
But they play in a bandbox. And the Brewers allowed 10 runs last night to the Scrub Royals. All it did was move the sweet spot closer to the bat, closer to the barrel.
I'm going to paint the picture. I'm going to paint the picture of what's going to happen. What's going to happen is we're going to be in the playoffs.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And Zach Wheeler's going to be on the mound, and some doofus like Brandon Nimmo is going to fight off an inside pitch, and it's going to go over the right field fence, a home run that nobody should have seen. Enough of this. Is if they want to let it go a couple more weeks and get some data on it, it's fine. But they can't let this go through the rest of the season, or we're going to look back at this season and we're going to call it the torpedo bat season, and somebody's going to win a World Series that shouldn't win a World Series. I'm just saying that they should nip this in the bud. If it is really as effective as it seems like, they got to nip it in the bud.
Wrong again there, Skippy. If everybody is using it,
yes.
There's no real advantage.
Well, the advantage is to the hitter.
Sure.
I'm just saying it makes it like Mickey Mouse baseball. Why don't we let him use aluminum bats?
Yeah, but that's over dramatizing what it is.
It was dramatized.
Whatever, dramatizing. I wrote a book.
Yeah. I said online today, whoever edited Jack's portion of the book should be given a double raise.
I was locked in during my...
Yeah.
But it makes
sense. All right,
go ahead. Oh, that's not a word Jack said?
Well,
every paragraph.
My bigger problem's like the commas.
Like punctuation.
You a run-on sentence guy?
Well, what I did the whole time was I just would add dashes and then add at the end. You know what I mean? Like I would write... But I didn't know how to write the sentence correctly, so I just put a dash... To finish it out the way that I thought.
I see Jack's emails, and I see the tweet this morning about the book, and I'm like, he can't even write a whole email. He's writing a whole book?
A lot of words, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a grind.
Was it one of those things, like, with a famous person where you told somebody what you wanted to say, and they wrote it for you?
That's how I would write it.
Absolutely not. And I didn't use ChatGPT once.
Who's the other guy that wrote with you? What's
Kevin, his name? Kevin Reavy.
Did Kevin mostly write it and
no,
you were just
no,
there
see,
for the...
Again, a lot of accusations about that as well.
Yeah.
You know, which I'm starting to get a little tight about. You know, I did a lot. I wrote probably, I would say half of it.
What are the odds, Ike, that Kevin's there writing the book and Jack's there watching the 2022 Phillies yearbook, tweeting away, telling him how good the fans are?
Yeah, listen... I put a lot of work in on it.
Yeah.
You'll see it one day.
Okay.
And
I'm getting a coffee.
Yeah, again.
Well, he said no free ones.
Yeah, no free ones. But yeah. Pre-orders now on ringthebellbook.com.
It's not free.
Yeah, we're trying to.
I paid for it through years of working with you.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That's a good point.
My kids are eating water sandwiches.
Not even filtered water, right?
Yeah, not even.
Tap water.
Straight out of the tap, no filter.
Exactly right. Anyway, you're being overly dramatic. It's just a bad. They moved the sweet spots down a little bit. And if it continues, maybe. I just don't think it's going to be that dramatic.
Well, I will say this. For a team, speaking of our team, there's supposed to be a change in their approach at the plate. I don't know if these bats are going to help with that.
No. When they think they can hit a home run with every swing. And
these bats may empower everybody to go back to being what they were.
This isn't data at all. But, Jack, you as a baseball guy can attest to players love their own bat.
Yes.
Right? Baseball players are creatures of habit. Mm-hmm. If almost all the Yankees were like, yeah, we'll switch bats, it works.
Works. So I hear that at the same time, baseball players, not always the most intellectually there, as you can tell.
Well, not the smartest, yes.
Yeah, not the smartest. Try to use big words, always backfires.
Yep.
And I can see them saying, the Yankees hit a bunch of home runs. Let me try it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. So, and why shouldn't they?
Yeah. So I hear your point, my counterpoint. What's that?
Give it 2 weeks.
Okay.
Give it 2 weeks. It better be banned in 2 weeks.
We'll see.
All right.
Well, if it's leading home runs, which is exciting baseball, I don't see why they would ever ban them.
But the problem was, like, the juice balls, remember a couple years ago? It was so out of control, it actually watered down how fun home runs were, I thought. Like, there were some games where I was like, that's not a home run.
Yeah.
So it can't water down the sport. I hear you from that standpoint, but I don't think it's going to do that.
All right. And what information do you have that leads you to believe it's not going to do it?
No information.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
Just vibes.
All right. 215-592-9494. Ken and Cinnamon. You're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
What's up, brother?
What up, Ken?
Dramatizing? What are you doing? Channeling your inner Hugh over there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
By the way, the author I finally, instead of, was Churchill.
Yes.
I was thinking of Ernest Hemingway.
They are different people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thought okay. They were the same.
Yeah. Not one's the same
American,
person.
One's British. I could see how you could.
Yeah.
Oh, Hemingway's American?
Of course he is.
Dude, Ernest Hemingway screams British.
Well, he screams American because he's American. Yeah. So I'm actually reading a Hemingway book right now. So
wow, you are a nerd.
Yeah, you really are.
Well, I'm not going to argue with
that's
you.
A compliment. Yes, I was going to say that's a compliment.
My wife and her friends will tell you that smart women marry nerds. So
there you go.
But there's that. Spike, before I get to the tush push, Spike, you are the master at reading these reads. You're the best person segueing into one of these ad reads I've ever heard.
Oh, thank you.
But why in hell would you buy a house that needs all new windows?
Well, here's the deal. You don't buy a car because it's got new tires on it. Right? Like, you buy a car because it's a good car. If it happens to need new tires, it needs new tires. The house is in a good neighborhood. It's a good house. It happened to not have new windows that they bought. We were like, but it's a good house on a good street, you know, needs new windows. I'll put new windows in.
Yeah, he can do that.
Well, I mean, like, look, it's not, I don't want to do it. I'm not thrilled about doing it. Would I have rather the house had brand new windows? I would have rathered it.
Yeah.
But now I'm not going to have to worry about windows for, you know, decades. I'll be dead by the time this house needs
a
new window.
I hope cut that audio. Next time you find a house that needs a new furnace and new air conditioner too, so you'll really be comfortable.
But again, if you find the house that you love and it happens to need a new air conditioner, you should buy the house.
Okay. So on the tush push.
Yeah.
Look, I don't think it's as big a deal as you seem to think it is. I heard a caller earlier today made an actual good point, which, you know, I made a note of. It's not just about fourth down. It's also about the decisions that the Eagles sometimes make on third down, knowing that they've got that in their back pocket. But, you know, I think we talked about this a few weeks ago. When you break down the numbers of the tush push compared to just the traditional quarterback sneak, according to the NFL.com, since 2021, there's really not that big of a difference in terms of success rate. And certainly the success rate average of the tush push in the NFL is brought down by teams like the Bills that aren't as successful at it with the Eagles as the Eagles. But I just don't think it's like not going to cost them any games. If I thought they were going to win 13 games next year, if it gets banned in May, I'm not going to readjust that to 12 or 11 because they're losing, you know, what comes down to maybe two or three plays a game. I'm just, they will find another way to be successful because the most important aspect of it for the Eagles is that their offensive line is just so physically dominant. And I think that's what they really hate about it the most is it's such a flex for the Eagles to just walk up and line up. So the entire world knows what's coming.
And you know you
and
can't
still
stop
nothing
it.
Nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, but here's what I would say, Ken, and because here's where you say one thing, but then you say the other thing. You say one thing, and you're like, okay, the numbers are that a sneak and the tush push are exactly the same success rate. Then on the other hand, you say, but this play is so dominant that the other team is terrified when we line up to do it. No other team feels that way about a quarterback sneak. So why is the other team standing sideways on the line of scrimmage to try to stop it? Why are they jumping over the line of scrimmage so much so that the referee is saying, if you do it again, we're going to give them a touchdown?
Yeah.
Yet with
I have an answer for you.
Sure.
And this is a multi-syllable word you can look up when I say it. It's emasculating. You know, when you think of how the Patriots, how Tom Brady used to run quarterback sneaks, those
believe me, I know that word.
Even Carson Wentz was great at quarterback sneak. The way that they would run that is they would get right up on the ball quickly, and they would spread everything out, and they would just go right, and he would go right over the one of the guards or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that is not as physically like the Eagles get up there, they line up, they try a couple hard counts to try and get you to jump first. I mean, like they say, it's like pantsing the other team on national television.
Right. And but that is part of it too. The fact that the other team is broken by it mentally. Like, these are, do I think it's going to take the Eagles from a 14-win team to a 10-win team? I do not. But I do think it is something that they have in their holster that they clearly love, that has been an advantage for them, that most likely won't be there. And sure. So I think that
Buck
hurts.
Buck up, Buttercup!
Well, look, I'm going to...
They wouldn't be fighting as hard for it if they didn't want to keep it, right?
So for sure.
I'm not saying that what you're saying is incorrect, but... You get physically beat down by Jordan Mailata and Dickerson. You get physically beat down by those guys anyway. I mean, 50, 60 plays a game. So they will find another way to be successful. And I think for Nick Sirianni in particular, the greatest defense he finds is the suggestion that it doesn't require any skill, which was what the Packers said originally.
Right, that pissed him off.
And I think that that's what he finds so offensive, because the Eagles have figured out a way to practice this play and do it without getting guys hurt in practice. For Nick Sirianni, I think it's just an insult. Like, you're acting like this doesn't take skill or innovation, and we know that it does. So, but, it's one of those things where they'll just find another way to be successful, and I'm not all that worried about it.
All right, Ken, give us, for next question today, General Hospital debuted this day, 1963. Give us your favorite all-time afternoon, daytime, daytime talk show. Daytime television show. Holy moly.
There was a time where I searched dumpsters in New York City looking for the set to build it in my own apartment, just like Kramer did in his apartment, Merv Griffin.
Merv Griffin is one of the OGs.
Yes, sir.
Yes, there's a couple of OGs. We won't mention the other one, but Merv Griffin, one of them for sure.
Well, I found out Young and the Restless and Bold and Beautiful.
Another one.
I'm sorry. I thought somebody had already said
it. Oh, no. I don't think anybody said Bold and Beautiful.
CBS.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go. And by the way, thanks, Mary. Now, Jack Wagner was a General Hospital guy.
Jack Wagner, yeah.
Because there were people that tweeted at me that I was thinking of Rick Springfield. He was on it, but I wasn't thinking of Rick Springfield. I was thinking of Jack Wagner.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. It looks like the NFL
show. That Heart to Heart?
Jack Wagner was on?
Was he on another show? Am I thinking of somebody else?
I don't think he was on Heart to Heart.
Okay.
Maybe he was.
No, he would have been the main character.
Yes,
I don't think he wasn't the main character.
He was not. 215
was a good show.
215-592-9494. The NFL and its teams are lying to take the tush push away from the Eagles. If they do, which it seems like they will, do you think that hurts the Eagles' offense substantially next year? And coming up next, we will bring on Elliot Shore Parks, who is down at the owners' meetings, and we will get his thoughts on that. Also, on the potential of one of his reports falling flat, Eagles may be holding on to Dallas Goedert. What does that happen for Eagles Insider of the Year 2026?
I tell you what, he got the award at the right time.
He sure did.
Because, again, Goddard's going to be here.
Yep.
And he's going to look like an idiot.
What's going to hurt him in 2026?
Well, there's a reason why I didn't have him placing top five.
Yep. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.